Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story, the rain still falling across Southern California this morning as this winter storm is causing chaos on our local freeways. There's heavy snowfall in the mountains with the 5 freeway over the Grapevine completely closed down by the CHP this morning because of very treacherous conditions. There's also concern about possible mudslides in the burn areas of L.A. and Orange counties. We have in-depth team coverage this morning. We'll start live with the latest on the track of this storm from Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic.
All right, the upper level low spins to our northwest, throwing this plume of moisture, the most significant rainfall, right into Los Angeles and Ventura counties here this morning with a flood advisory in place. That means flooding imminent or is occurring. Gonna have to keep an eye on some of the burn scars, as it looks like right now we're at least in decent shape, probably just seeing ponding water on roadway. So slow your roll here this morning. High speed wipers, low speed travels, rain comes down here, moderate to even heavy at times, even on down into Orange County. We are seeing rain, probably a few more hours of this steady moderate rainfall. And as we get through late morning, midday, things should start tapering off. But we've seen rainfall rates at about 3/4 of an inch per hour at times, most spots averaging by about 1/4 to 1/2 inch of rain per hour. Some of the totals will be another 1 to 3 inches of rain on top of record rain yesterday. Just dug that stat up at Oxnard, almost 3 inches of rain, blowing away the old record of about 1.75 inches. The rain should taper off as we head through midday and this afternoon to showers. Drier weather coming in, but it's going to stay cool and breezy. Chris.
All right, Ray, thank you. This storm continues to drench former burn areas across Southern California. That part of our in-depth team coverage. We're going to go live now to Craig Figner on the new evacuation orders in place.
And one area that's of specific concern and focus right now is the former Bobcat Fire burn area that is at risk for dangerous debris flow and mudslides. That's in the kind of the Monrovia area. In advance of the storm, a lot of people were told that it might be best to leave, and we've seen this before. Most people did not.
People like to stay and protect their properties. So I put sandbags up and fed the chickens, everything. Neighbors are helping out, which is great. It's a very good, close community here.
That's Jamie talking with CBS 2 about how she is weathering this storm. She says, staying put.
Used to it, been through it, been through the fires, been through it all, actually, in the last year I've owned the house.
In Orange County, the fire authority there has been worried about mudslides in the Silverado, Modjeska, and Williams Canyons. They did issue a mandatory evacuation order. Most people, again, chose to stay. The good news here is that despite the kind of unsettling conditions resulting from this soaking, there have been no injuries. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And officials hope the recent storms will help pull California out of its current drought condition. The state's first snow survey of the season set for later today. The snowpack expected to be measured at 160% of the average for this time of year. That is good news for a state recently plagued by drought and wildfires. But state officials do say we still have a ways to go. And even though the snowpack is well above historical averages, there's still no guarantee it will remain that way throughout the course of the winter months. LA County is reporting one of the highest daily case rates of COVID-19 since the pandemic began, with more than 16,500 new cases reported yesterday. Number of people in the hospital with COVID also surging by nearly 200 patients. Dr. Thomas Yadigar is an ICU director at Cedars-Sinai.
Our seven-day positivity rate went from 2% up to 12% just in the past 10 days.
Doctors and nurses are also calling out sick with COVID, posing some major staffing problems for local hospitals. Latest COVID-19 surge is prompting some cities to temporarily halt in-person services.
Out of an abundance of caution, the city of Hermosa Beach is limiting direct in-person services until Monday, January 10th. Deputy City Manager Angela Crespi.
We do want people to know that the city's other services, other than our emergency services, will continue continue to be available by phone or online.
If an in-person meeting is needed by a member of the public, she says,
city staff can arrange to meet the member of the public in front of City Hall. So really all of our services are still going to be ongoing and available, just in a different manner.
The city of El Segundo has closed City Hall and other non-public safety facilities to the general public until January 10th. Manhattan Beach City Hall will remain closed to visitors for walk-in services through January 15th. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
More and more people are dying in traffic collisions, drivers, passengers, and pedestrians. According to Crosstown USC, as of December 11th, Los Angeles recorded 277 traffic fatalities for the year. That's an increase of 20% over the same time period last year, a 17% boost when comparing to pre-pandemic 2019. The area experiencing the most death is the LAPD South Traffic Division. Excess speed and aggressive driving are noted as the main reasons for the increase.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.